على عيني وعسى يديني وكرن بوكر توف. Now it looks better. Let's go to page Kuf Tet, please. I would like just to read the first Etzach Haim Aleph. Gamda, more you should know, כהלו כדי שהאור האינסוף יכול להאיר בכל האצילות, צריך שיתלבש עצמותו תוך החוכמה. In order the light of אינסוף to be able to illuminate, to להאיר, בכל האצילות, to cover עולם called אצילות, צריך שיתלבש. First, it must. Now, להתלבש, that means to get covered. First, it has to have a libush, a vessel, a covering. And it's called it libush. It doesn't say kli, it says libush, a covering. Atzmuto toch ha-chokhma. That means Ein Sof has to create a libush to be able to go toch of a vessel or sefira called Chochmah. First, before illuminating Atzilut, this is a very important point. First, it has to bring about a light, put its Atzmuto, that means of Ein Sof, into a vessel. First he has to make a libush in order to go into a vessel of Chokhmah. If there is no that libush, then there is no possibility going into a kli of Chokhmah. And that's very important. Shebekol atziluto, listen please, look at the letters. בכל הצילות צריך שיתלבש עצמותו, עצמותו הוא אינסוף, תוך החוכמה. ואחר התלבשותו בחוכמה, and after it goes and מתלבש בתוך of חוכמה, אז מתפשט, then it illuminates האצילות. ועל ידי מלובש, מלבוש זה, and with in al yaday, that means how you say that
al yaday, it can be
it's by using this vessel, this
this malbush,
malbush, right, by this malbush. Malbush is clothes, lebas, it's what you cover. זה לבדו יכול כל האצילות לקבל מן האינסוף. That means, because of this libush of Chokhma, all the האצילות is able to receive light from אינסוף. Now, again, until the אינסוף does not מתלבש, does not go within the concept called Chokhma, cannot להתפשט, cannot illuminate, להאיר לעולם הצילות. Now, the only concept of understanding we have is הצילות. That's why הצילות, we will understand, is the highest level of consciousness a man can tap into. So that's why Ari HaKadosh is taking and bringing you to the most closest possible, called Atzilut, closest possible to the concept of Ein Sof. Closest. You cannot go closer than this. That's the beauty of the work of Etz Chaim, of Ari HaKadosh. It brings you to Olam Atzilut and teaches you how to go the closest possible. And the whole work is that we want to leitkarev, we want to understand. And that comes only through knowledge of understanding coming close. We have to find that modaut. And it's all up to the modaut. That's why it says Vezesod. Vezesod. This is the foundation. This is the secret of Kulam b'Chokhmah Asita. That means as soon as Ein Sof goes into the closing called Chokhmah, then it can la'ir leitpashed ba'olam atzilut, and this olam atzilut hakol. With this you have done hakol. There is nothing that is not in this. Whatever came before atzilut, it's yamei kedem. It's before. The only thing we know, that's for your information to understand this, the continuity, is Adam Kadmon. We're going to read this. This Adam Kadmon made five partsufim, because there is five levels to a masach. Five partsufim. Partsuf is in the demut of Adam. That means has Rosh, Toch, Sof. These five parts of him that have each their own Rosh, Toch, Sof, they got together, these five, and they came up with an idea how to do what Ein Sof wants. And their decision became a machshava of Olam Atzilut. And Olam Atzilut, since had Hakol, created Briya Yetzira Asiya ve'Olam Perut, Olam Hazeh, in order to do the job, to execute the thought. And we want to understand all this derech. That's called Etz Chaim. Yes, that's what I said. The totality of Adam Kadmon consists of five partsufim.
So that means that Adam Kadmon is also the process.
Of course, it's a kav. However, it's telling you that Or Ein Sof hitlabesh betoch libush of Chokhmah Kodem first, and then illuminated the totality of Atzilut. If we understand Atzilut, and Neshamot of Israel coming from the Malchut of Atzilut, we will learn. So therefore we are privy to tap into that energy, and we should make the connection. That's the Knesset Israel. That's where Knesset Israel is. The Malchut of Atzilut is Knesset Israel. And therefore, we have to acquire the knowledge and have the modaut of how to connect to this energy. Now, let's go back, please.
I have one more question.
Yes, please.
The fact that it's called the libush and not kli must be a profound reason behind it. The libush is it like you put it on lashkiya? Yeah? Is that the difference?
We will, yes. But halbasha, the secret of halbasha, it's lahalbish. We will realize in order the kli to become complete. And when a kli is complete, we call it ba'al koma. That means it has a level, it has a koma. You follow, Sasi, it's a good question. Then you have a koma, because the kli is complete. The kli has to become complete in order to call it now, to acquire a koma. Now, what is this completeness of a kli, of the koma? First is halbasha. Second is hashlama. Third is completeness. Now, what is halbasha? Is the aspect of we will learn to make the netzachot yesod malchut, to make the regalim. Then you have created the libush. Hashlama is when you go to the level of yenika. That means you go to the level of chesed gevura tiferet. Chesed tefura giver chesed gevura tiferet is ahava yirah verachamim. That's another level. We call it hashlama. When you connect to the avot and you make the vav ketzavot the zeram pinkas, there is a which is netzach hod yesod malchut. That's the four shin of the four level. And the three are the Yenika is Chesed Gevura Tiferet. When you have these seven complete, then Chochmah Bina Da'at, which called Muchin, will be connect. Now you are Baal Koma. So first you have to make the Libush in order to make the Kli complete. The Ke'ilim, which is Ke'ilim of Olam Atzilut, did not get the light until Or and Sof hitlabesh betoch. Listen, hitlabesh betoch, betoch, inside, of Chochmah. Now we said, halbasha is where? Bravo. That means Adam Kadmon, Eser Sefirot Adav Kadmon, has a netzachot yesod, malchut, that mitlabesh et ha'or and Sof. And that light is gonna shine Olam Atzilut. Now to see this, it takes time. But Rav is bringing you correctly, from the bottom up, building you. To say to understand first, Shalom Boker Tov, it's first you have to understand is a halbasha. If you put a certain clause, let's say judge, are you becoming a judge? If I put the clothes of a judge, am I going to become a judge?
No.
Not yet. Until I find the sechel of, mochin of a judge. And then I have, before to find the mochin, I have to complete the yenika, your neck, like a child that suckles. It's chesed gevurat tiferet. That means from ahavat Hashem, yirat Hashem, and rachamim Hashem, I take, till I become mature. Then I can become judge. Then the libush is matim, and you are a Baal Koma, and you have made the kli complete. But you need the libush. But the libush is going to help you to what? Because you say, I want to become judge. You imagine what? Bravo. From the bottom to top. Mitata le'ayla. That's Or Chozer. There is no Kabbalah if there is no Or Chozer. And that's what we're going to study. But this Masach that creates Or Chozer changes. Every time there is a Zivuk Dakha, what happens to it? It has to lose, it has the power that it has to make Or Chozer. When he makes one Or Chozer and he captures, its capability reduces to, it is mizdachech. If it's first Dalet, when the first Zivug Daka, what does it do? It takes the Bichna Dalet away because it goes all the way to Keter. So what remains? Gimel. Now this, again, we are starting to repeat this because this is the whole secret of it. That how Hashem produces the Or that has to illuminate the below, Tachton, in the above. Here we go again. This is the whole secret of it. That the Or, the light, that has to illuminate the Eser Sefirot that it follows, the entity that it follows, its light is produced in the above. Okay, we got this. That means the light of Chochmah was produced where? Where is Lemela? Where is Lemala to Chochmah? Keter.
This sounds like the law of conservation of energy. So whatever koach it puts into creating or
Bravo. Of course. Bravo. You used that koach. You used it. That's the quality of Or Chozer. That you put something. It's not nothing. Now.
So Midot Pshut is the Midot, and I will not be able to get.
Now Midot is part of it. The lower part is Netzachot Yesod, is the regel below.
Right.
The Midot starts from Chesed Gevurah Tiferet.
Right, but those are the lower Midots as well.
But the lower Midot are the more important ones. The most important, because if the Yesod, if you don't have Brit, if you don't have Emet, what are you gonna, what's your foundation? You have to start from below to above. You have to first put a foundation. You cannot put the roof if you don't put the foundation.
I understand that. I just wanted to be able to feel the and explain the libush in order to, you said that I need to establish that before I receive the mochim.
Okay, bravo. The libush, it's very simple. How many layers of libush Kohen Gadol is going to wear?
Eight.
And that's eight levels too.
So that's consciousness of being out.
That's correct.
Right.
But to understand how Or Yashar comes and Or Chozer gets created, be patient. We haven't yet created the vessel to see that this way. We see more or less everything Yashar. We don't see in the eye of Or Chozer.
Okay.
We take everything Yashar. Why? This Sefirot, if you realize, Keter, it's outside of the domain. Keter is something else. Keter is not connected to the Sefirot.
Right.
Now, in the Keter, there is, we said, energy of Emunah, Tanug, Veratzon. We, whenever we feel Chisaron, we immediately connect ourselves to this faith that God is there to give me the Ratzon to have the Tanug. I don't go through process. Between Malchut and Keter, how many Sefirot you got? Eight. If you don't make this Libush...
That's a short circuit.
If you go straight, and
yes.
Most of the time we do, of course, this is a short case. That's why he says this is you grabbing Or Yashar and not Or, through Or Chozer.
Okay, so you're saying in order to do that, you need the Libushim.
In order to do that, you have to prepare yourself. You have to go through the regalim. What is the regalim? That's again, Shavuot, what we passed was what? Regalim, it's Echad HaRegalim. And those regalim through 1 year allows you to build one koma, one libush, in order to bring you to Hashlama, that means completeness, and then Mochin, which is Gadlut. It involves the Midot as well. It's, of course, it is. Everything starts with this Midot. Because what is Midot? Is your habit.
Yes.
What your habit is going to close you.
Right.
Okay, if your habit is kakite, you're going to put a kakite close. If your habit is a disciplined one, you put a close in a disciplined way. If you are a slob, you wear like a slob. If you wear appropriately for the occasion, then you know what how appropriately you are wearing. You know what to put on at what time and for where and when. Some people don't. Some people do. The whole point is to know how to make the proper libush. In order to make the proper libush, it's not me to go and buy myself a clothes of a judge and call myself a judge. I have to fix myself so that this clothes of the judge that I want to wear, that I want to wear, will be accordingly correct. For that, I have to work on my midot. I have to work on my pinimiut. On my pinimiut. That means I have to go inside. Derech pinimi. I have to go inside. Na chitzoniut. Now, for one question I want to understand now, what is your first thing that is chitzoni? What is that out of you? What is the first thing comes out of you?
What is the first thing?
What you talk. That's your chitzoniut.
Yeah.
Now, when God talked, What came out of him is the chitzoniut of what Hashem is. So what Hashem is, I have to go to the inside of the words that he's telling me. To go inside and understand what he wants to tell me, what as far as he's concerned.
Yeah.
I have to learn to look at through the vessel, not through only the light. I have to see through the vessel as well. Now, let's go here. He's going to help us. I'm going to go at the first part very quickly. כדי להבין את דברי הרב, in order to understand what Rav is teaching us, שמכאן ואילך צריך שתחזיר כאן על ביאור היי הבחנות שבמסך. Says we have to go clarify that there is this five levels to the masach. This is really very important. Masach. What is masach? Masach is that entity that we put on malchut. If we want to get to malchut, we got to go through this masach. This masach is the gvulim that it is, all the laws that allows how and when and what to go below it and what not to go below it. That's the masach. So it says she'osim beze hei partsufim, and because there is five levels to this masach, so what he's talking about now? Now he's not talking about from above to below. He's talking from what? Below to above, because the masach is below. So he's talking, okay, we understood Or Yashar comes straight to Yesod. But now let's see how these things is going to be reflected and go back and create Or Chozer. So this masach is doing all the Or Chozers. Any creation of Or Chozer got to be through this masach. And he says this masach creates five parts of him. ודברים אלו תמצא מבוארים בחלק ב' הסתרקות פנימי, דעה ותידע. That's a section that really, if we have a chance, we go and read, because it explains how each masach, unless you want to, you know what? Let's go, please, to page, we have to learn this really to the best of our ability. Please bring page Nun Vav. Nun Zayin. Nun Zayin Perek Bet, because I don't want you to be Chas V'Shalom weak in this understanding, in this part. V'tida, and you should know, She'hei Ha'olamot Adam Kadmon V'Atzilut Biriyah Yesira Asiya De Yosher, that means from above to below, Yosher, Yasha, that means of the Kav, Hine Ikar Havchana Shebeina Olamot Halelu, the most important difference between this Olamot, Hu Beshiur Aviut. It's the amount of Aviut that each has. Atzilut, Biria, Yetzira, Asiya, they are only different, the only difference is the Aviut that is the Masach that created that Olam. Okay? שנמצא במסך של כאילים שלהם. כי מסך שבכאילים שבעולם אדם קדמון, the מסך that created the כאילים, why it calls now כאילים? Because it's אור חוזר. It says כאילים. It's אור חוזר. So it says the אדם קדמון, the מסך that created אדם קדמון, and the כאילים of אדם קדמון. Now remember, what Kadmon means. It's Kodem.
Before.
Before. It's not the actual Adam. The idea before the Adam. Okay? Adam Kadmon, who Av Me'od. Av Me'od. And which Bechina is Av Me'od? Bechina Dalet. So it is Masach of Bechina Dalet that created Olam Adam Kadmon. דהיינו אביות דבחינת דלת, שאין אביות יתירה ממנה בכל העולמות. There is no אביות more than בחינת דלת, in any of the עולמות. ולפי כך, עשר הספירות שלו, שלימות דהיינו כל אחד מהם בקומה קטר, הסמוך לאין סוף ברוך הוא. Now what it says? It says, in Adam Kadmon, there is all the Kelim, they are all, their Koma is Keter. Chokhmah has Eser Sefirot, that means up to Keter. Chokhmah of Keter has Eser Sefirot. Bina of Keter has Eser Sefirot. Chesed of Keter has Eser Sefirot. All the Eser Sefirot of Keter has Eser Sefirot because the Or Chozer of Bechina Dalet created the Or Chozer till Keter. So all the Sefirot in the Sefirot of Keter, they have all Eser Sefirot. They have all Keters. Okay? Now, follow here now. Bekuma Keter Soch Lein Sof. That's correct.
But in reality, it doesn't create it, it just illuminates it.
It causes it to be illuminated, the light of Ensof to come to it.
But it doesn't create it.
No, first of all, when Adam Kadmon comes to what? To Shmo, which is Bechinah Dalet, and goes back and reveals Eser Sefirot Shel Adam Kadmon. Yes, of course. Okay, say revealing. Fine, the creation comes after, no problem. Okay? And it says the following, Ketzor Lensov, Vehu Olam HaRishon HaChashuv Mikulam. And this Olam Kadmon is the most important of them all. HaMavrich MiHaKetze El HaKetze MiHaEinsof Baruch Hu. From the beginning of the Keter, Olam Adam Kadmon, to the end of Adam Kadmon is totally ends off. It's from Ketze to Ketze. Va'al ken nivchan she'omed bepinimut kol ha'olamot. And therefore it's considered the most interior aspect, pinimi aspect of all the olamot is what? Adam Kadmon. That means the most pinimi of anything is Adam Kadmon. Now, Ki kvar yadata, that you already know, shepinimiyut va'aviyut haynich hachem.
Haynuach.
Haynuach. What that means? That means when we say pinimi and we say aviyut, they are the same. So when I want to say that go derech pinimi, go inside you, where am I telling you? I'm telling you go to the most aviyut, to most inner desire, ta'ava, the inner lahavut that it is within you. That is where you find the most pinimi of yourself. And that was, by the way, that's the Yom Rishon of Shavuot. That's where you could have really tapped in. That was the Neshama Israel getting Aliyah. Neshama Israel, right, the most pinimi part of Israel would get zapped. Get Aliyah. That's the difference between the Neshama of Israel and 70 nations. We are all the same till Noah. We said that. As soon as we receive the Torah, our neshama was zoom.
So how come Noah?
Because till Noah, Shem, Yafet, Chem, they all received 7 mitzvot. Not more.
So it's until?
Until we received the Torah, then we got 613 mitzvot plus 7 together becomes how many? 620 Keter. We are able to connect to Keter. This Keter. And so. Because we receive, that's Aliyah. This is a Zechut.
Because the 7, not because any other.
No. 7, Neshama, Veguf, everybody is the same.
Because Kabbalat Torah was the moment, not before.
Only Kabbalah Torah Naseh because Shishim Revevot Hayu Bahar Neged Ahar. Sheshmot Elef. That is Shishim Revevot.
Ribot.
Okay?
That also, I'm sorry, that means that Noah did its part when it says he was Tzaddik of his time.
That's right. He did the 7 mitzvot in completeness. Seven mitzvot completeness. This process is only after receiving Nasen Aseven Ishma. And boom. That's why it's part of Regalim. It's very important. It's in reality in Torah is one day. You get a specific moment, you are done, and that's the gadlut that God gave you the first day of Pesach. But this time you count for it, you build for it, you make the vessel Or Chozer, counting is Or Chozer. We said this is what comes out of you, that counting, 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 you made, created all the vessels, all the level. And on 50 years, the gate opened and gave you the totality of the Ketarim for the rest of the year. Now you have to fill up the Ketarim. Now, let's go back here. I am right at the bottom. Kikvar yadata. Already you know that she pinimut va'aviyut haynu hachem. Va'kevan shemasach bekelim da adam kadmon zehu b'china dalet. Haynu av mikulam. Harei hu mishum ze pinimi mikulam. Now, let's go one more level. This we found that there is Eser Sefirot and it's completely complete. Let's go what happens after. Okay, here Bichina Dalet zapped and created a full koma of Keter. Now, is the light is going to stop?
No.
What the light, this light that was captured was supposed to do? Has to go, continue. The Malchut is not there to stop the light. The Malchut is there to give continuity to this light that he captured by Bichina Dalet. Now, here it says, Yud, ומסך שבקהילים בעולם הצילות, he said, now there is another masach. How, where this masach came out? For us to know right now, where were we? והמסך שבכלים בעולם האצילות אינו אב כל כך כמו מסך שבעולם אדם קדמון. How this מסך came? The מסך of עולם קדמון, how many מלכויות there is?
Infinite.
Now, here we go. We're going to cross the wall. How many מסכים we have? Huh? Where this masach comes?
Malchut of each level. Right.
Where the malchut of each level receives this masach?
From malchut of
malchut. Bravo. All the malchuyot are the same malchuyot, and all the keters are the same keters. Because anywhere you find keter was created by keter. They are all eser sefirot. It's very simple. You follow what it says? It is the same Malchut that starts, and it's the same Malchut that comes Shekhinah to Galut with Israel. It's the same Malchut, but different Libushim, so many Libushim, until he's in the Galut. What is in the Galut? It's a Choshech. It's in Adama. It's the same Malchut. What we are arising, that the same Malchut now fall down. What did he do? He came, each level, came to Olam Atzilut with a new Masach, same Malchut, made a Nefilah, came down, Yerida. And because of Yerida, what happened? From the Aviyut of 4 came to Aviyut of 3. Aviyut of Olam Bria is what? Bet, same Malchut, but with a different Masach. Olam Yetira, same Malchut. What's the aviyut of Olam Yetzirah? What's the aviyut of Olam Yetzirah? No, tell me.
No, you tell me.
What is aviyut Olam Kadmon? What makes Adam Kadmon Adam Kadmon? The Aviyut. And the Aviyut of Adam Kadmon is Dalet. Now, this aviyud is because of the masach. Has the aviyud of dalet. Now, aviyud of dalet creates olam atzilut. Adam kadmo. Adam atzilut comes with aviyud gimel. Now, aviyud gimel, how far is aviyud gimel is its or chozer? Okay? Captures Chokhmah. What happens to Keter? What happens to Keter? If the Or Chozer goes only till Chokhmah, what happens to Keter?
Keter is
concealed.
Huh? It's not illuminated.
Where is it?
Concealed.
Where?
Where is it concealed?
Outside.
Inside
the Chokhmah. We said Or En Sof goes mitlabesh betoch Or Chokhmah. We said the Pinimi Beyoter is always Adam Kadmon. So the Keter, because doesn't have Or Chozer, goes and mitlabesh betoch Chokhmah. So where do I find the Chokhmah, the Keter? Inside the Chokhmah. Now, take your imagination. You have the seed. You put it in the earth. There is a root. Where is the seed? It's in the root. Then it's the trunk. Where is the seed? It's in the trunk. Then it goes branch. Where is the seed? It's in the branch. Then it's the fruit. Where is the seed? Smack in the middle of the fruit and shows you that this Keter and this Malchut, they are the same. Why? Because if the Or Chozer reaches till Keter, creates Olam Kadmon. Aviyut of Gimel creates Or Chozer until Chokhmah, creates Olam Atzilut. Bet, Aviyut Bet, creates Or Chozer Shel Bina. Where is Chokhmah? Pinimut Shel Bina is Chokhmah. Pinimut of Chokhmah is Keter. So in Bina, there is how many levels? Itself and two more. Now, Aviyut of Aleph created Or Chozer until where? Zeirampin, not Bina, Zeirampin. What is in Zeirampin? The Pinimut of Zeirampin? Chokhmah and Bina and the Keter. It is in the Pinimut of Zerampin. Now, this is Aviyut Aleph. And what about
Shoresh?
We say this is the Keter of the Masach. Shoresh, when it comes to Shoresh, to know Aviyut, it becomes Keter of the Masach. Not Keter of Sephira. Keter of the Masach. Aviyut of Keter of Masach is zero. Is there any Or Chozer? No Or Chozer. That is Malchut. That's Malchut. There is no Or Chozer. Doesn't receive no Or to return. It's Bechinat Daled returned already till Keter. Now, let's read this again here, Yud. ומסך שבעולם, שבקהילים בעולם האצילות, אינו אב כל כך כמו מסך שבעולם אדם קדמון. We said the עולם האצילות, the מסך that created עולם האצילות, is not, doesn't have the אביות of אדם קדמון. כי אביות שבמסך האצילות היא רק בחינת גימל. ולפי כך, עשר ספירות דיושר האצילות, therefore the יושר, the one that from above to below of Atzilut, ein komat kol achad yoter mikomat chokhmah. The koma of each one is not more than chokhmah. Vehen chasrei keter. They are really, they don't have keter. Chokhmah doesn't have the energy of keter. Venifchanot alken leshaflut be'erech eser ha-sefirot komat keter sheba'olam adam kadmon. So therefore, the eser sefirot of olam Atzilut, they are Yoter Shafer than comparison to the Sefirot of Olam Adam Kadmon. ונבחנים לחיצונים, they are considered to be חיצוני, בערך עשר ספירות האדם קדמון. Remember that, that the ספירות of עולם הצילות are בערך of עולם, ספירות of עולם קדמון, is considered to be חיצוני. כי אביות בבחינת ג' היא חיצונית לאביות בבחינת ד'. וזכות והחיצוניות היינו החם. זכות, that means to be זך, והחיצוניות, is they are the same. By becoming זך יותר, it becomes more חיצוני. This law, the more אב ביותר, it is more פנימי. The less aviut creates chitzoniut. Example, what comes out of my mouth, it expresses a very limited amount of really what my heart feels and what my mind knows. It's extremely limited of what my heart feels and what my mind thinks. Bravo, the pinimi, what is inside me, maybe I have even ulterior motives, different things inside my heart and my mind. What it comes, compared to what it is inside, is chitzoni.
The whole idea was for continuity, for this.
Yes.
But when it gets to the masach,
but don't forget, the purpose of all this is to complete a vessel that is able to receive the light of Ein Sof with free will. That means it has to be concealed, that Orav Hashem has to be totally concealed if he wants me to have a free will. He has to create that. Remember, for Ein Sof is Kol HaMetziut. He had to create something opposite to itself, individual. And Sof doesn't understand individual, me, I, Ani. There is one Ani. It's Ein Sof. So you follow what it says? So it had to reduce, to conceal the light to the extent. That's why the Aviut is most Pnimiut. And the Zach is more chitzoni, because if it has a strong aviut and you capture and you take, like it's a baby that his eyes is bigger than his stomach, you take more than what you can consume. Why? Because there is no maturity in it. It's the same thing. So the light has to be reduced as much as the tachtonim, the lower world, can
handle it.
So there will be a free will, so there will be a choice. So what we are seeing is how really God created libushim, 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 one after the other, eight layers, it says. I mean, why a Kohen Gadol has to wear so many layers? It's only tell you that by libushim, in order for you to be able to go to Kodesh Kodashim, which is the most pinimut, 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 the most highest level of aviut. You follow the concept? Because then we understand what is this meaning of the tefillah. Why we are going, we're building it up, building it up, building it up till we go to Amida. It's not just, all the steps of the way is to learn how to connect all the olamot. How to connect all the olamot. That's the whole purpose, to be able how to go through all these olamot and use these different masachim, because masachim changed. And what is masachim? We said gvulim. It's gvulim, different gvul. Hey, you want to go from one country to another country, you got to go through gvul.
But you know what, even though it seems like we're concealing, we're really revealing too.
That's the paradox, of course. So we said, without Or Chozer, there is no kli. We continue?
Yeah.
No question? You are okay with it?
Yeah.
much as I can.
Noah was which generation? How many?
10 generations from Adam.
So that means that it's like a complete cycle until Noah.
Absolutely. And from Noah to Abraham, another 10.
Yeah.
It created the complete cycle of the correction. Absolutely. ועל כן נעשה עולם האצילות ליבוש שפירושו חיצוניות המלביש לעולם אדם קדמון הפנימי ממנו. He said, so Keter doesn't go anywhere. Yes, there are only 9 sefirot. Every sefer Yetzirah, he says 10, and not 9, and not 11. עולם האצילות has 10 sefirot. Be sure. But the koma is Koma Chochma. Bria has 10 sefirot, but the Koma is Bina. And so the rest. The Koma of Malchut is Shoresh, is Keter of Masach. These expressions, explanations, definitions help us to structure this mental mind to slowly see the connections. And this becomes part of the teva for us. It's going to become part of our nature. It's automatic. It becomes really part of our nature. We are built to be this, to be part of our nature. It's just by studying it and being patient to go through it, till you find the mudaut called mudaut elkit. That means you don't, it's very simple. It's you, for you, it's simple understanding that everything you are connected with elukut. Elukut becomes part of your mental attitude.
Mr. Melamed, our lifetime, each lifetime is like one of those.
Can I make your life easy? You're on a schedule. This is the lesson of Tuesday, but it's an introduction. What is breeding? B-R-E-E-D-I-N-G.
Breeding?
Right, to breed. Tolid Mesal. It's Evrit is chinuch, to produce. Like you take breed dogs. What do you do? You take one dog, you want a short legs, so you breed it with a dog that has short legs, and you make any dog, a dog that tail doesn't, is not hairy, they make it hairy. They want this color, that color, this shape. They do, they breed dogs.
Okay.
They breed plants, they breed flowers.
Yeah.
It's breeding, it's called breeding.
Hachla'ah.
Hachla'ah, bravo. Hachla'ah, bravo. Yesterday I took it out of the dictionary. It's unbelievable concept. God is breeding us. It's very simple. God breeding you. You're really getting breed. It's slowly. And look at it. He started with Adam, then came to Noah, then came to Abraham, then came to Israel, and he keeps on breeding this Israel. Keep on putting the process till it becomes the mondaud, the possibility that is to become a chaya echad omedet beemtza rakia v'shema Yisrael v'chakuk al matzacha Yisrael omedet beemtza rakia v'omeret baruchu et Adonai v'vrach kol gududei mala. That means he's standing on the tachtonim and he is talking, and even the lemala listening to it. He's connecting the lemala v'lemata together. That's it. He's putting the whole olamot, everything together. It's called Chayak Shema Yisrael.
But that also would mean that it would be important for us to know which level will our generation fits in within the 10th generation.
Now, right? Every generation, wherever you have, there is capability of reaching Eser Komod. To have as long as you have a Koma. A person comes, doesn't have any Koma. That means doesn't accomplishes anything. Doesn't create anything. I mean, you can leave, but it's not necessarily if you don't take the regalim and you don't build the actual vessel, which is a spiritual vessel, you are not going to be Bal Koma. You are not going to, you left. You came like an animal, you left like an animal. You didn't breed yourself. What is breed? It's chinuch, Breeding is a chinuch. In a way, it's a chinuch. You breed your mind. You breed your body. Don't you breed your body? Yes, of course. When you want to marry, you say, well, I want to marry this and this and this because of this and this. Don't they mix genes? That's called breeding. We are like animals. We are getting bred until mentally we become mature. Because hakol bechokhma sita. Until we don't tap into this concept called chokhma, we are not able to. And what is this chokhma? It's nothing but the Torah. It gives you the maaseh part, and it gives you the laboratory part, the theoretical part. Okay. But you are going through breeding. Now, which level you are? What's the difference? As long as you potentially complete your koma. I mean, how many more breeding it takes to become complete, so to speak, Mashiach comes? I don't know. Sheye
berachmanu.
That's right. How much gvulim you are able to put, how disciplined you're going to make yourself, how you're going to change yourself, how you're going to appropriately act in this world.
So, but my point, I guess, is if you were like one generation before Noah versus eight generations before Noah, it makes a difference to know that you are in that position.
Now, we are here. We have potentially everything of past and potentially of being a tzaddik. Well, I'm here. I have potential of going down all the way, and I have the potential of become tzaddik. And you know what? I can become a tzaddik. You have to believe that you can become a tzaddik. You have to believe that you can reach to the highest potential that it's God has set for you. You will do it. You will be successful, and you're going to make it. But breeding involves what? A lot of failures, trials, and errors, and it takes. And what this idea really hit me is really was Shavuot. Shavuot gave me a Gan Eden. This Shavuot, Baruch Hashem, Bilei Ha'Nara, was for me a Gan Eden. I honestly, I was in heaven till the whole day. I was totally in heaven all day because. Opens my eyes to something that I realize I relax. This is Joseph, take your time. This is a beautiful opportunity. Just do your best because you can do the best. And don't worry about anything. Worry about whatever happens is good. It's not going to close no door. There is always a door open. Okay, let's go back. Now, are you ready to go back? Please go back to the page. Kaf Tet again. And now that we studied that part, let's go to the page Kaf Tet right at the bottom. Gam Nitba'er, just let's go another 10 minutes and we get done. Gam Nitba'er Sham Emet Hamida.
Huh?
Amat Hamida, what's that?
Amat Mida is level. Amat Mida. Gam Nitba'er Sham, the level that is being measured.
Nimdad Midat Gadlo Shel Kol Or Chozer. There is a measurement. Do I understand this correctly? There is a measurement of what the Or Chozer is. You can measure the Or Chozer. Shehi Efchen Shi'ur Aviyut Hakalul b'masach shebekli malchut. Do I have a malchut myself? Yes. Where is this malchut? Where it comes from? From Shmo. If there is a malchut in me, it's from Shmo. The masach that is in me is from Shmo. The or is or there that as soon as I have. I pull the or, create the zivuk daka, and it's all depend to the or chozer that I create. All depend to the or chozer that I create. All depend my attitude. All depends in how I behave. All depends what I say. All depends what I look at. Well, the all depends, because everything, your eyes, your ears, your nose, your mouth, your hands, they create or chozer. They move, they create or chose. And it all depends how you return. It's all. All depends how I react. All depends how I reflect. Because I am a reflector. Because I am a malchut. Because I am, my duty is to build the final malchut. And this way, by doing the job, I will be part of the final vessel. Eventually, I am going to evolve to what I am supposed to be the best. If I am a finger of this vessel, I'm going to be the best finger that God has set for me. I'm going to be the best finger. And I don't choose to be what finger. Whatever I am, it's good. It's the best. Couldn't be better than this.
Yeah, but there are two ways to get there. Either you go through harsh hardship, or you can...
As far as the Tikkun of Olam doesn't care.
Well...
As far as Tikkun of Olam, God doesn't care. But if there is Hashkacha Prati, yes. Does God want you to go Rosh Rosh? Yes. Whatever you choose. Whatever you choose, God will come along with you. God will give you the possibility. What gives you for you to experience, to learn, to become mature? Finally, this to get the mochin. Now, whichever way you want to achieve it, it's fine. If you want to get through it with anger, go and get it through it with an anger. If you want to swear at it day and night and blame everybody in the world, go ahead and do it. No problem. Whatever you want. The important is Tikkun HaOlam. Tikkun HaOlam, for Tikkun HaOlam, that's what's got to be done. Now, I want to be part of this Tikkun. That means I want to identify. This is Moda'ut Tivit. I am only thinking of one thing, is to bring the Mashiach. That means to complete the task. That's right. So do your part. I'm sure. It is correct measurement. That means there is. Hashem is tzedek. Yes, tzedek. Yes, tzedek. It's millimeter to millimeter. Midah keneged midah. This is what it wants to say. Midah keneged midah. And the foundation of Hashem is emet. Let's go here. Vehem hei havchanot. There are four phases. Five phases. Hamasach ha'av beyoter shehu b'china dalet. Nimtza midato shel or chozer ham... המוחזר ממנו גדול ביותר, והוא המלביש עד קומה כתר, שבאור אין סוף ברוך הוא. היינו, שבעשר ספירות דה אור ישר. That means there is עשר ספירות אור ישר, עשר ספירות אור חוזר, and that's called קומה כתר. ובמסך שבאביות של בחינה ג' נמצא ומלביש בקומה חוכמה דה עשר ספירות דה אור ישר, או מסך שבאביות רק בחינת בית, מלביש קומה בינה, דעשר ספירות דאור ישר, או מסך שבאביות רק בחינת א', מלביש רק עד קומה זעיר אנפין, דעשר ספירות דאור ישר. או מסך שאין בו אביות, אלא הבחינת שורך של מסך, המכונה כתר אף מסך, כתר זה מסך, הנה במסך זה, אינו נוהג שום זיווג דעקה. There is no זיווג דעקה on this מסך, ואין לו שיעור קומה כלל, אלא כמידתו של הספירה מלכות לבד. אמנם צריכים לזכור, כל הטעמים והנימוקים של הדברים, כפו שנתבהר שם בהסתכלות פנימי, the one that we read just right now, הנזכר לעת, ובחלקים הקודמים, ועיין שם, מה כתוב? כי בלי הבנת הטעמים והחיובים שבדברים האלו, without you not to understand this thing in detail, all the points, the טעמים, that means to feel it, to taste it, להבין כאן אפילו מילה אחד על בוריה, כי כאן אני מוכרח לקצר כמובן. It is impossible if you don't have really a solid understanding of this concept. You have to. And it doesn't make any difference how long it takes, because after this, if we go forward and you do not feel comfortable really in your mind to go forward, it's fruitless. It's not going to do it. So I honestly, sincerely request from you to sit down. If there is any question, you have to be very well versed in this to understand that the Keter is inside Chokhmah. When I take talk Or Chokhmah, I know that the Pinimut of Or Chokhmah is the energy of Adam Kadmon and Sof. So I have to know that. I have to feel this, that this is what Chokhmah is. This is God, that the Ein Sof wore what libush in order to lasot olamot. He says, libush, Chokhmah, hakol v'chokhmah sita. And you keep on remembering hakol v'chokhmah sita. You keep on remembering hakol v'chokhmah sita. What's the concept of hakol v'chokhmah sita? You, during the day, remember this sentence. You say this sentence. It's not for nothing we say it in Shabbat. It's an absolute reason to bring you to a level that what level it was that created the olam called olam atzilut, that is the ke'ilim that can bring you closest to emunah, to Ein Sof. Closest, because there is no kli more yikar than ke'ilim shel olam atzilut. And we come from zerampin v'malchut of olam atzilut. That's Neshamot Israel.
I have a question.
Yes, please.
You know, when you look at the Olamot, and we can, okay, let me first say this. I know in Olam Atzilut we do not have a Masach, only in the Malchut of Atzilut we have the Masach. Okay? And when you look at all the Olamot, and when you look at the function of Masach, you realize how much influence it has on that level, okay? But Masach of Atzilut does not make any influence on Atzilut.
I'm not clear to your question.
Okay, if we start from Adam Kadmon,
yes,
which is one unified force, which is something that we cannot tap into, our level, our understanding starts from Masach of, from the Olam of Atzilut. And when you look at the Masach, when you look at the function of Masach, it influences everything.
Yeah.
It changes everything.
Okay.
It changes your Koma and everything.
Right.
But the Masach of Atzilut doesn't do anything for Atzilut.
I honestly don't understand what it means by doesn't do anything.
Because.
What do you mean doesn't do anything?
It doesn't.
It's the Masach.
Play any role.
Why not?
Okay,
what do you want to say by that? But you know what I want you to... when we say that Adam Kadmon created Hei Partsufim, five Partsufim, what Adam Kadmon plays roles? What is telling us? No.
Okay.
It's going to teach us, the Eser Sefirot of Adam Kadmon is going to teach us the most purest way of creating Adam. That's Kadmon, Kodem. What is necessary in order to create Adam? How that energy of knowledge, doing it and putting it together, and the amount of light you need to do from the beginning to the end, because the Aviud is Dalet,
okay,
is in the Adam Kadmon.
That's the pattern.
It's the blueprint.
Everything.
Right. Blueprint.
Everything.
Right.
Everything. Everything. That's it. This is it. It's done. It's here. Mm-hmm. From the beginning to the end, the light and the vessel, everything that needed is there. Now, this has to be an idea that can be implemented. Mm-hmm. That's Atzilut. So, the Malchut of Ein Sof had to come all the way down, prepare Adam Kadmon, say, introduction, then come to actual to create it. First he has to put the thought. That's Atzilut. And then he says, here it is, the whole idea. That's the whole idea, from A to Z, from Aleph to Taf to Hei Malchut. Is where? Is Olam Atzilut. Every Keilim, everything necessary, everything is a written manual, the actual manual, Olam Atzilut. And as per manual, the Malchut came down and created the Eser Sefirot Shel Bria. But when we say this, how this light was transferred really from Bechinat Or Keter to Or Chochmah, which is Olam Atzilut. This patient, be patient, because we have to understand where is this Adam Kadmon. We understand that the Olam Kadmon, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, they are all Asiya, they are all one Adam. All one Adam. There's one all Adam that includes Atzilut Bria Yatsira Vigalgalta, which is Adam Kadmon. It's one Adam.
So
Olam Atzilut covers a certain part. Olam Bria covers another part. Olam Yatsira, because it's coming down. It's come down. The more it comes down, the more what it becomes? Chitzoni. The more you come down, it's more Chitzoni. But the most chitzoni part of you is where? Is your bottom of your feet. It's the malchut, right?
That is the most chitzoni, you
say? Right, that's the low. Where is the your most lowest part of your body? Is the nails in your feet.
Okay.
That's, can you get lower than that? Now we will learn that even from there is energy comes to create olamot. From his nail. And then from his mouth, what comes out? Then he has a zakan. From his tabur, what comes out? From his chest, what comes out? From his nose, eyes, ears, what comes out? They are all lights comes out of this. And everything comes out is going to be another aspect of chitzanya.
So
but
like
you got to wait a little bit.
Just like every sefira contains of another 10 sefirot, olamot are the same way.
Oh, you know how many olamot,
each
that's
olam
true.
Each olam has its own olam.
Oh, yeah.
To the end.
That's right.
Endless.
Yes. Shiyeh lachem Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Amen.